You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Hey, that's right. That's right. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good night, everyone. Let me check my mic levels. There we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. We're in the building. I say thank you so much for being here tonight. This is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Tonight, we are going to be featuring extraordinary African-American music because this is African-American Music Appreciation Month. And so we just got to just give our tribute. You know what I'm saying? Thank you so much for being a part of We Talk Radio Network. You can find us every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. Again, this is Black Music Appreciation Month. This is an annual celebration of African American music in the United States. It was initiated as Black Music Month by President Jimmy Carter, who on June 7th, 1979, that was the year I was born, by the way, decreed that June would be the month of Black music. So super excited that we have our own Black Music Month. So we've got to celebrate, and we're doing that right here on We Talk Radio Network. Check us out on our website. We've got all kinds of amazing campaigns. This is Pride Month. This is Black Music Appreciation Month. Next month, we're going to be doing a huge campaign on just celebrating your body image, just whatever your body image is, just celebrating that, you know, not having to change up your body to be anything else but exactly who you are. So we are super excited to move that campaign in next month, and I'm excited to have this awesome team. Like, we've got an amazing team. I mean, super excited to have this team on. I've got a powerhouse team. I don't know about your team, but I know about my team, and they are the bomb. So shout out to all the newbies. We got some new team members. Shout out to you. Glad to have you here, and to everybody who's been here on the team for either a long time or a short time, thank you so much for everything. We have three shows starting this week, two brand new shows, and one show that has been around for seven seasons now. It is the Ken and Rye Show. The Ken and Rye Show, of course, features Kennedy and Riley and producer Destiny Brown. Well, producer Destiny Brown is now going to be doing her own show every Friday night at 7 p.m. So the Ken and Rye Show airs on Saturdays at 2 p.m. And the producer Destiny Brown now has her own show, and it is entitled Friday Night Hype with DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Friday nights. Don't want to miss it. And then at 4 p.m. on Fridays, we've got a brand new show starting this Friday called The Diamond Crew Kids. Listen, y'all have no idea how excited we are to have these amazing youth a part of the network. Destiny has been with us, I think she was about 13 years old, and as a producer here on the network, no, 16. And since she's been with us longer than that, she's been as a producer since she was 16. She's volunteered a lot longer. But she is now 21 years old, so very exciting to have this young lady on the team, as well as, again, everybody else. So I'm Kia D, holding it down for you right here on the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Y'all check out some of our other shows. We've got all kinds of amazing shows all week long, and you can do that by going to WeTalkRadio.com. Saturdays and Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays is the only day right now that we don't – actually, we do have a show on Tuesday. It just won't start until July. But Tuesday is the only day that you're going to come and be like, hey, where's everybody at? That's all right. You go back and tune in to some of the other shows. In July, we've got another show that will be starting on Tuesday, so you definitely want to check that out. But every day of the week, we've got something for everybody. So, again, make sure this is your number one locked-in listening station, WeTalkRadio.com. You can click Listen Live, or you can click the call-in button. You can call in. Either way, we are here. If you are on the line tonight, thank you for being here. If you're online listening over in the computer via podcasting stations, no matter what station you are tuned in from, I thank you. We're heard on so many, including Spotify and iTunes and all kinds of stations, Blog Talk Radio, you name it. So, again, we thank you so much. And to those of you who are listening on the phone lines, if you are wanting to speak to the host today. If you're wanting to chat at any point in time, just push the number 1 and I'll know that you're wanting to chat. If you're online and you want to call in, you can do that and conversate with us tonight. The phone number is 563-999-3456. That's 563-999-3456. And tonight I'm going to be playing some amazingly extraordinary music from artists that are amazing, and you're definitely going to want to know who they are. You're going to want to know where you can find them, and I'm going to be here to tell you. So don't go anywhere. We've got music all night long, and we're going to start out with one of my favorites. This is Love Is by the incredible Silver Logan Sharp. Had her featured here on the show a few months ago, and she's just a doll. Again, thanks so much for tuning in to the After the Lights Go Out radio show right here on your favorite listening station, We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
I can talk like an angel, make a mountain come when I call. If you don't have love, don't mean a thing at all. Though I can hang like a martyr, know that giving stuff is smarter, and bring to slaves their long lost liberty. If we don't have love, it don't mean a thing, for the virtue of love is giving, believing, receiving, not self-seeking, protecting, connecting, respecting, forgiving, peaceful. True love is everlasting. Now there cannot be something sweeter than lay your life down for another. Step back, live high for all to see. Let love rain upon the nation to the point of saturation. The moment is now. Let love your anthem be. But if we don't have love, we're adrift in self-betrayed. For the virtue of love is giving, believing, receiving, not self-seeking, protecting, respecting, forgiving, peaceful. True love is everlasting. Oh, love is kind, like the summer rain, softly soaking, softly soothing every pain.
notes as they were written. We can color in between the lines. We could both release our inhibition, create a love that's only yours and mine.
Incredible and amazing presence on the After the Life Glow radio show tonight. We have that one of those presences here. Big shout out to Big Joe, host of the Mind, Body, and Soul radio show every single Saturday evening at 6 p.m. What's up, Big Joe?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Man, life is lovely. You've been trying to catch up with me, bro. My bad.
I have.
It has been crazy. I was like, man, I got to call Big Joe back. Man, listen, what's going on? How you been?
Oh, I've been doing good. How about yourself? How's everything going?
Man, I can't complain. I finally made it on the air. it's been a crazy week, everybody, if y'all only knew. We get on the air and sound all nice and pretty, but it's a whole lot of stuff that happens in between the week before we get here.
There's some work in between.
It is. Listen, you've got a lot going on as well, of course, your beautiful daughter just celebrated her birthday this past weekend. I think she turned 11 years old, right?
Yeah, she turned 11 on Thursday, and we had a big party on Saturday.
Now, I got to know, okay? Like, And when he says big party, he means a big party. He decided to have a sleepover. And in this sleepover, he decided to have all these incredible little girls come over and hang out with his beautiful daughter. And, I mean, I'm glad that he's alive, because I don't think you've ever been able to, I don't think you've ever had anything that massive, have you?
No, that was pretty big. I had 12, not counting my two.
Mm.
12 at a party and 10, not counting my two, sleeping over. So I'm happy to still be a little sane right now.
For real, man.
I didn't lose it all, but oh, I came close.
Wow. What was the craziest thing that happened?
We were trying to make homemade ice cream. And we didn't have enough of the instructions, of the ingredients, I'm sorry. We didn't have enough for the ingredients, or we didn't have enough ingredients for the homemade ice cream. So we settled for pretty much ghetto snow cones.
I guarantee you they love them anyway.
it was
the thought that counted. I'll just say that.
It was a lot of thought. It might have been more thought than actual planning.
Homemade ice cream, though, it's not an easy thing to make, is it?
No. Again, we had the ice cream rock salt. We had the flavor, but it was some little knickknacks that we needed. Cocoa. Some little knickknacks that we needed in order to make it right. And I didn't want to experiment and send kids home on experimented ice cream. That don't seem like it would have done anybody restroom any favors.
Real quick, I want to bring in a young man. He grew up in the country. I think he probably knows how to make some homemade ice cream. He is the host of the E-Man After Show every single Sunday night. What's up, E-Man? Well, I'll bring him in a minute. He may have his mic muted.
Yes, I'm here. Are you there, Keith?
There we go.
Hello,
we got Keith. You unmuted. What's going on?
How you doing, Keith? Oh, nothing much. Just leaving church service, leaving Bible study.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I got that.
I love it.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever made any homemade ice cream, or do you know how to make it?
No, but, you know, folks down there in East Texas, down there in Lindale and Mineola, they know how to make that homemade ice cream.
He said Mineola.
down that way. They know how to make that homemade ice cream.
Ooh,
yeah,
I heard
Big Joe say he didn't want to send nobody home and the necessary room. And, you know, it's kind of. And boy, I tell you.
I was thinking of parents' toilets. I was just thinking, you know, if this don't turn out right, I could have a whole bunch of parents mad at me.
Yeah, eat an ice cream right about now? Yes, sir.
And you know. Well, you know what, that homemade ice cream actually went real good today, cause especially for the next couple of days, because it's supposed to be almost 100 degrees out here in Texas tomorrow.
I'll tell you what. There's something about this Texas heat. You know, I feel like churches in the summertime should be extremely packed.
Remember we used to have our church fans, Big Joe, back in the
I just really believe that during the summertime in Texas, churches should be full, you know, so overly packed. Because after dealing with just a little heat in Texas, you shouldn't want to go to hell.
Come on now. Speak that.
Well,
you shouldn't
want to
be nowhere near hell.
Well, Big Joe, I told him Sunday night, if I go to hell, they're going to have to send a fan down there with me or something. They're going to have to work out some negotiations. I said, listen.
The most I can tell you is don't go.
Yeah, I'm trying my best not to go, but if I just have to go, it's going to have to be some negotiation. Somebody's going to have to bring some fans or something. You know how Pookie will be stealing. Somebody's going to have to come on down there with something.
Pookie, this whole Pookie already got some down there.
Because, man, we experiencing hell on earth right about now, right? Down here in Texas.
I'm just telling you, Texas heat just make you want to get your life right. It makes you start. It opens up your prayer life.
Yeah, make you go to a Bible study on a Wednesday night,
man,
where you can be at home watching Saints and Sinners, watching the basketball game. Listen, I'm going on to church tonight. I ain't tripping. I'm trying to get in.
Y'all have a good one. Y'all know I gotta go.
I know, bro. Have a good night, bro. Be safe tonight. I love it, man. Let me tell you something about that. This Texas heat literally will, as soon as you walk outside, it like consumes you. It literally just takes over your body. I mean, you can feel it. And it drains you.
For sure.
Man, it's crazy.
It'll make you sleep till the next morning, Kia.
Woo, man, you can have a
yes,
real quick in Texas if you haven't properly prepared yourself with the right amount of water. Trying to go outside, this is no joke. Maybe 2 days ago, we have a little gas station store across the street. I was like, oh, I have a grand baby. I was like, I'll go over here and get us some juices and stuff like that. I walked across the street. By the time I came back, I could barely breathe. Not that I'm out of shape. It was just that hot. Like, the heat was just like, I was like, oh, my goodness. I was trying to run up the stairs because it was that hot. Oh, man. And it's not even the middle of the summer just yet. You know, this is just the beginning. So, woo.
Right.
Man, man. I can only imagine. Well, you had on this past Sunday an epic show. Why don't you tell everybody tuned in tonight, because this is a different audience than my Kia D Unplugged show. Why don't you tell everybody about your incredible show on Sunday night?
Well, it was an awesome show. It was awesome to all the listeners. Kia, it was an awesome show to sit there and bring a few men together and just, you know, have men talk. Let y'all get a little snippet of what we talk about when we, you know, sitting around the domino table playing some dominoes. And, you know, I just kind of whipped a little appetite starting our relationships, right? And so, Kia, I think I asked the question, how do you treat a woman or how do you keep a woman? And we went in talking about it. So, listen, if you missed that episode, you want to go to We Talk Radio Network, WeTalkRadio.com, and click on the email after show and listen to that episode. Because we're gonna dive into it. I know it's Father's Day weekend. We're gonna salute fathers, but we're gonna kind of get back into that conversation. Because it's some more of that onion needs to be peeled.
Yeah, buddy, that was a good one right there. If you missed it, go check it out. Yeah, buddy.
Yes. I'm having a few people telling me. Nikia, I'm having a few people telling me they went back to listen and they was like, okay, E-Man, you being nice. They must don't know you over there.
I said, just testing the waters. They will find out.
I
said, because all boys are enough. I said, I'm just screening the audience. They was like, oh, you was being nice. I said, well, you know, I said, listen, you can't show out, you know, when you got company. You know, but we're gonna get into a lot of, Kia, we're gonna get into a lot of great things that me and talk about, and just, you know, it's just conversation, just enlightening each turn, sharpening iron, and different perspectives, because you know we all come with different opinions and different perspectives of how we, you know, treat a woman and take care of a woman. And I think it was one of the callers said, you know, how you treat your mother is how you treat your woman. You know. Oh, yes. And then he said you should take a bullet for your woman. You know. So it was good. So
now
y'all keep
do
it
you
locked.
Believe that to be do you believe that to be true? That you should love your woman like you love your mother?
Well, yes, of course we're not trying to marry our mother. You know, that's the flip side. We don't, you know, actually want our sister to be our mother, or our women to be our mother, but some characteristic, because, you know, we men are picky. It's a certain caliber woman we're going to take home to mom. You know? And so that's all we're saying, but there is somewhat parallels to, you know, you can, if you knew how your mother was, and you know how you loved your mother, you kind of see that in a young lady. You know, you all have the tendency to gravitate to that young lady because, you know, every man want to freak every now and then in the bed. You know what I'm saying? And so when we look at a lot of sisters and women today, you know, we're you know, it was different guys coming from a Christian perspective, but, you know, at the end of the day, we men. And so we know what we like, and we know what we after, because we hunters by nature. But at the end of the day, we still want her to be loving, respectful, you know, all of that, that, you know, you would see your sister, not only your mother, you know, how you would treat your sister, you know.
Beautiful.
A lot of us have sisters, and, you know, we want a woman like our sister, because why? We know our sister, she'll love us to the dirt turned on. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be there in our corner. You know, so we're going to get into a lot of that good stuff, Kia. Because this is going to be my question. Go ahead.
This is going to be my question.
I'm going to put a little twist in it on Sunday night. This will kind of be a little question Sunday night to add to that. How long do you date a young lady or court a young lady until you ask her to marry you?
That's a good one.
You know, do you live with her for 2 years? Do you live with her for a year? Do you date her for a year? Do you court her for a year? So we're going to get into a lot of it. You know, it's Father's Day, but we're going to kind of do a little part two of Sunday night, and then we're going to switch it up. All over the evening after.
That is amazing. Listen, I got another after the lights go out constant, someone who's always a part of the network here, because he also has his own show right here on Wake Up Radio Network. It is T. Smiley of the Cave Radio Show. What's up, T. Smiley?
What's up? How y'all doing?
Hello, Mr. T. How are you, sir?
I'm going in and out, so I don't know if y'all can hear me.
We got you.
We can hear you.
Cool. What's going on, man? It's Wednesday night.
Yep, it's Wednesday night. Hot outside. T-top down, digging in the scene with the gangster lean. Woo-hoo.
Now
over here,
I do
talking to Kim.
I do want to say, T. Smiley, I don't know if you heard Eman a minute ago. One of the topics for his show on Sunday
that he just brought up is a great topic. All of the ladies, if you're single, if you're engaged, if you're looking for a man, if you just got a boyfriend, you're dating all kind of men, whatever your status is, you definitely need to be tuned in to the show on Saturday night. And if you're a man, you need to be tuned in because, that's the show. That's the whole show. It's for you. This whole show is specifically designed for you. So why don't you repeat that question that you're going to ask again on Sunday night?
T. Smiley, I don't know if you heard this, but I said I'm going to put a good twist on the relationship question. How long do you date a woman or court a woman before you ask her to marry? That's gonna be some of the we're gonna dive into a little of that. You know?
Yep, that's a good one right there. That's going to be a good one right there. All of the men and women around the globe, y'all need to be tuned in on Sunday night.
Man, I'm going to be nice.
Amen after the show.
On Sunday
night. That's a big question.
Yes, sir.
Sunday night.
Yeah, that's what I said, Sunday.
Yep. It's going down. It's on a popping. Yeah, that's a popular question right there. Ladies have been trying to figure that out for centuries. And they're going to be discussing that on Sunday night. So definitely tune in. Well, I'm excited. This month is African American Music Appreciation Month. And if I know anything about you two men, y'all know just about everything as it pertains to black music. You know all types of genres. You know all types of artists. Both of you all have worked in the music industry for a very long time. You know, what are your thoughts as it pertains to African American music and like where it is right now versus where it was in the old days?
Well, you know, I'm 60 years old, so I'm a 70s bruh. And I ain't saying they got lyrics. Can you imagine Earth, Wind, and Fire? Can you imagine the Isley Brothers? Can you imagine the Commodores? Can you imagine Frankie Beverly and Maze and Luther Vandross when they were saying some stuff? You know, a house is not a home, you know, without a chair. You know what I'm saying? You know, some of the stuff I hear today, Kim, you know, I mean, you just think about the love song that they used to sing about. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, talk about love song where you just sweat. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so the music back in the day and the music today, it's all feel-good music, though. Ain't nothing like the good feel-good music. And all black music to me is just feel-good music. Because it's got that soul in it. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. What about you, Chief Miley? I know you're in the music industry deep as well, being a drummer and performing and all kinds of great things.
You know how I do. You know how I do. I'm umbrella. But real quick, you know.
Uh-oh, you going in and out, my friend, a little bit. Repeat that.
Yeah, you're going in and out.
Uh-oh. I think
you know, Kia, and I'll put a little twist on it also, Kia, to come back in. You know, I mean, when we look at our history and look at our ancestors, look at some of the, I mean, we talked about the gospel artists. You know, back then, when my grandparents grew up, they used to meet down there by the river. That's where them old songs come from, them old spiritual songs. Down by the riverside. Why? Because that's where they used to meet at. That's where they got their news. You know, we got We Talk Radio. All you got to do is click on or call a number, and you're able to listen. But see, they had to meet down by the river, so all them phones back in the day was birthed. You know, they found out what was going on in the hood, what was going on in the neighborhood back in the day. Through them old songs, so we enjoying some of them old songs. Mahalia Jackson used to sing, you know. Yes.
Well, I'm telling you, those, you know, we still right now have some amazing music. You know, Kanye Doss and Nicole Henry, all of these Hill Street Soul Anthony Davis, you'll hear Kia Michaels. You know, you hear all of these artists on We Talk Radio Network. There's still a lot of great music out there. One of your favorites, Mavis Cole, I'm Grown, you know.
what's the name of it, Kia?
It's Mavis Cole, I'm Grown.
Mavis Cole. Yeah, I love that song, I'm Grown.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is one of those things where, you know, the music that is created now, you kind of, to a certain degree, you almost feel like you have to search and find it because the music they play on the mainstream radio networks, that's just that booty bopping, you know, music, and that, that music is cool, right? But it's not timeless, you know. It's not
timeless.
You know. And so you got these extraordinary artists out there who really aren't getting their credit. Jeff Bradshaw. Eric Roberson, Robert Glasper, you know, all kinds of amazing artists. Noelle Gordine, Layla Hathaway, India Arie, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I can keep going on, that just really have this great music, but they aren't really getting the acknowledgement and the recognition that they need. So we're going to keep pushing this amazing music. Again, all music that has been created, no matter if it's booty shaking music or not. It reaches somebody, and so and music is food for the soul. So you know, it's one of those things that music and dancing are one of those things that are really dancing to music. Is one of those things that is there's no race, no color. Dance doesn't care, nor does music. It doesn't care what race you are. It just wants you to groove to it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Right, we love music, and we
celebrate music here on We Talk Radio Network. Chief Miley, did we get you back there?
Can you hear me? Yes.
We got you. Yeah, we got you. I know you out there rolling with the big dog, so, you know.
Listen, it's all good. I was just going to talk about the music real quick. E-Man, he was talking about he said the 70s music, but, you know, he threw out Osley Brothers and stuff like that. You know, that's my favorite. That's my favorite group right there. So, I'll if I want to listen to something that's smooth and, you know, and I can ride with, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'll pop that on in a minute. So.
In a heartbeat.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. In a heartbeat. Seriously.
Yeah.
We are truly celebrating African-American music artists who are contributing to this incredible lifelong passion of creating great music around the globe. We have featured here on the network lots and lots and lots of artists that are around the globe. Shout out to Buccio, who has a song called Let's Come Together. And I think he's in Kenya or Nigeria. I can't remember. I apologize. But he is awesome. I love that song, Let's Come Together. You'll hear it in just a little bit. Gary Jenkins, you know, he actually is somebody who Gary Jenkins was with the group Silk for many, many years. And then one day he decided, I want to go out and have my own solo career. And now he's Gary Little G Jenkins. And he's doing his own thing. So shout out to artists that were with the group and realized that, hey, this group thing is great, but I really want to do this thing on my own. I really, you know, I want to break apart. And one of the hardest things to do could be to break apart from that group. You could potentially lose a lot of friends. So sometimes people's heads get bigger than what they're supposed to be, so on and so forth, and then all of a sudden you've lost some friends. So just a quick news update. I don't know if you guys knew, but there was a man in, I think, Wise County. Keith Smiley, please correct me if I'm wrong. But there was a shooting in Wise County. There was a man who actually shot an officer while he was on the run, and they kept doing these blue alerts. Did y'all get that blue alert on your phone?
Yeah.
Yep.
Kept getting this blue alert, and I kept saying, what is blue alert? We know what the Amber alert is, right? That's for any kids that are missing. They put out this alert so that people around in the area will know that there's a child missing. Be on the alert for that. You got the silver alert, which is for the elderly community. Anybody who's elderly that comes up missing, they'll put out the information about that. But then we saw this blue alert. We're like, what's blue? Well, the blue alert is when there's an officer that has been endangered and there's a person on the run. For that, they will put the blue alert out. And according to reports, this young man actually shot an officer, and he was Chief Miley. Do you have the details on that specifically on how? I think he was with a woman. I don't know exactly what they were doing, but I know he was with a woman, and they were on a motorcycle. Yes, they were on. The details are coming back to me. They were on a motorcycle. Somehow the woman and the man got into some kind of altercation with a police officer, and he ended up shooting this officer, and he ran. They caught the woman, and they held her, but the man got away, and he was on the run for a while. They actually found him today dead, allegedly with a gunshot wound where he had killed himself. Chief Miley, do you have any additional details on that?
I was actually looking, trying to find it when you just called my name. It's all good. It's all good. It said it said the blue alert was ultimately canceled Wednesday evening though Woods is not in custody. It says Woods is not in custody. We're expanding the search. The blue alarm was canceled due to the content. Complaints our officer is receiving from citizens who do not wish to be disturbed during the nighttime hours. Okay, so that was a late post, but yes, he actually did suffer a gunshot wound that ultimately killed us. You know that he ultimately died, but just crazy. It's crazy out here that you know. Like you said, never knew what a blue alert was, didn't know anything about that, but it kept coming constantly on the phone, like back to back. So they was definitely trying to catch this guy.
Now, did you just say that it was canceled because people were being bothered by the beep?
That's what it said. It says blue.
Well,
alert.
Now I know I get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of bothersome, but I knew why it was coming because we needed to be alerted. Like, well, how shallow can people be?
Yeah, they complained about, they were complaining, and so they had to cancel it due to people complaints and the resident. That's crazy.
I'm speechless on that one. Wow. Oh man, that's crazy. I didn't realize that we had the power to do that. You know, interesting what we have the power to do when we come together and do it, I guess. There was a model, a Brazilian model, that actually went live on Instagram a couple days ago, and she was live on Instagram, and when she went live, she was explaining something. There was a young man on the opposite side of the camera talking to her, and she was explaining something in her native tongue. And all of a sudden, after a few minutes of her being on this live and she's explaining something, you know, the young man is asking her questions and she's explaining it back to him, all of a sudden you see her begin to beg and put her hands up. She was begging for her life on the live video on social media. She's begging for her life, saying, please don't do this. She kind of goes down to her knees all like, please don't do this to me. And they just literally shot her up, riddled her with bullets. Live social media. Now, she was a model. She was an Instagram model. And allegedly, she, according to reports, allegedly, she was a drug mule for some drug dealers. And she was supposed to take the drugs from point A to point B. And allegedly, she was waiting on the taxi cab driver or the driver. I don't want to say it was a taxi cab driver. A driver to pick her up from a specific location where she was going to take the drugs from A to B. Well, she decided that she did not want to wait on that driver any longer. And she hailed a taxi cab or called an Uber. Whatever she did, she got another ride. And in the process of getting that ride, that driver robbed her because evidently he realized that she had drugs, and they robbed her. So she, of course, had to go back to the drug dealers and say, oh, my goodness, I was robbed. And they were like, wait a minute. So did you get in the car with the person we told you to? No, I didn't. Well, of course, to a drug dealer, that looks like you stole it. And so they murdered her. But they waited. The deal is that when they went live on her Instagram, they waited around. You know, sometimes on Instagram it takes, or any social media, when you go live, it takes a while for sometimes for people to see that you're actually live and for people to trickle in. And they waited just a long enough to get just enough people in there to see her live, for them to kill her alive on Instagram. Very sad situation. Sad story. And that is what we're dealing with today. You know, these kinds of things. And, you know, just crazy how somebody can actually do something like that. And actually, you know, I pray that they do not get away with it. I pray that there's a true investigation done where those people are caught and brought to justice. So, and I'm sure they will be. In the meantime, this is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Tonight we're featuring African American Music Appreciation Month. Of course, we are excited to have Big Joe. Of course, he's not here any longer, but he was. Big Joe in the building with us, as well as E-Man and T. Smiley. You can check out T. Smiley's show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. And, of course, you can check out Mr. E-Man's show every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Amazing shows, and they've got this, the men's club all weekend long. I'm telling you, it's the perfect setting for men all weekend long. You just can hang out on We Talk Radio Network and have a blast. So we also have several additional shows on the weekend, Mind, Body, and Soul at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time on Saturdays, and then Brand New Day with Emily Blue on Sundays at 7 p.m. Sunday to 10 a.m. we have the incredible Shine Lord radio show featuring Pastor Jeremy Glenn of Soil Church. So we've got all kinds of stuff here on the network. We've got everything just for you. Men talk, real talk, inspirational, hot topics, music, you name it. We got it right here on We Talk Radio Network. Do not go anywhere. We're celebrating here tonight African American Music Appreciation Month on We Talk Radio Network. I'm Candy, and this is the After the Lights Go Out radio show. Don't go anywhere. We will be back with more incredibleness in just a few minutes. Yeah.
Mama, I'm not dealing with this. That's the man that I chose, and that's the end of this conversation. I'm not your little girl anymore.
Apologize for who I am. This may be something you can't understand. Spend so much time here in this great big world, trying hard to be your little girl. But now I'm older and a little bit wiser, and though I love you, I've got my own desire, yes. There's a woman in me that needs to be free, and she won't let me sleep until I make it known that I'm paying my own bills, I'm making my decisions, I do just what I feel, trusting my do what I gotta do as a woman. Please know you've shown me how.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm cool. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just calling because I had a few things on my mind. It just don't feel like it's gonna work out between us.
What you trying to say, baby?
I just don't know. It's a feeling inside of me, you know?
Baby. Wait, baby.
Every now and then, the night falls, and I lay in bed like I did as a kid, hoping and praying and hoping and praying that my mama would call. Mm-hmm. 'Cause sometimes I still lose my way, and I cry for you like
You've been waiting on the right time. When you think all of the stars have aligned, joy and happiness elude you. You say chasing love is what those fools do. Built a shell, you still protect you.
Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in. Follow us on social media or visit our website at www.wetalkradio.com.
Hello, like before. I'd never come here if I'd known that you were here. I must admit though that it's nice to see you, dear. You look like you've been doing well. Hello, like before. I hope we've grown, 'cause we were only children then. For laughs, I guess we both can say I knew you when. But then again, it's kiss and tell. Guess I'd always known we'd meet again somehow. So then it might as well be now.
Withers wrote this song in 1973. Back then it was about the Vietnam War, which my father went through, and I understood it from the perspective of a kid who went to Desert Storm. And now it's 2018, and there's some young man in some war somewhere, and he'll understand it his way. And that's just what it is. I mean, one thing I really like about this song is it's not really political. It's really about the conditions of the people that go, and reasons that we go. It's not political at all. It has more to do with our immediate circumstances. Like for me, I joined because my daddy joined, and my daddy joined because he needed a job, you know. So like he said, when they say go, you just go. Half the time you're going to some country you never heard of, which is exciting until you realize, like, wow, this is really life and death, you know. And I'm sure it's the same way for the guy on the other side, but once you're in that situation, you're wearing that uniform and he's wearing that uniform. And whether you are political or not, you are in this situation right now. And it doesn't matter what your political leanings are at that time. What I really love about this song, because it speaks to the humanity of soldiers, of humans on either side. Classes.
know we talked about fighting. About fighting every day. Look at the rosy colored glasses. I must admit it seemed exciting, exciting in a way. Yeah, but something, something they overlooked to tell me. Bullets look much better, I must say. Brother, when they ain't coming at you, then go. Tell him to ask the Lord to do some good things for me. Tell him I ain't gonna live, I ain't gonna live, I ain't gonna live to get much older. Shot me in my shoulder. Oh, 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 oh.
You put me first. This is where I belong. I can go. down the streets of my mind. Behind every door you find access to everything your soul heart desires. That's what I want to give to you.
This is We Talk Radio Network, super passionate about We Talk Radio because we are the hottest and the most amazing radio network heard globally. You can check us out every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. Again, we appreciate all of you for being here. I'm going to bring in Mr. T. Smiley because, of course, every single radio show that we have, we like to close it out the right way. And I want to close it out tonight with the love of my, the incredible Mr. T. Smiley. Come on through, Mr. Smiley.
All right, we got to pray real quick. We got to pray.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Let's pray it out.
All right, Father God, we just thank you for just waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for just allowing us to continue to walk through those doors that you opened for us, God. We thank you for the doors that you even closed, God, because we know that you have all our, we have everything that we need, God, in the palm of your hands. And anything that you see that's not fit, God, we know that you would block it, God. So we thank you for blocking those, interceding and blocking for us, God. We ask that you just continue to be with us, God. Meet us back here on Saturday morning, on Saturday morning for the Cave Radio Show, with myself, T. Smiley. And we ask that you just keep everyone safe, God, all throughout the rest of this week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Again, we got to thank you so much for being here, making this the favorite listening station for you and your family. Check us out all throughout the week.
on all of our amazing shows. We love you so much. Thank you so much for your support. Follow us on YouTube. We've got a huge YouTube push going right now, and I need your help. Go to YouTube and go to We Talk Radio Network. Like, subscribe, share, comment, follow, all that good stuff. Like, we need you right now. I'm not begging for life, but I'm begging for life. So go help us out. Again, thanks so much for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network. This is the After the Life Squad radio show. You tuned in. It's my girl. It's me, Kenzie, and my main man, T. Smiley. Hold it down for We Talk Radio. Yeah.
So much going on in the world. So many divided.
We're better than this. Let's come together. We're better than this. Let's come together. Magic happens when together we pull. Come walk with me. Take me right to a better place. Because with love, we're better than this. Let's come together. We're better than this. Let's come together. Talk to me.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.